The University of Nebraska at Omaha is a home away from home for many Afghans. Since the Afghan Studies program was founded here in 1973, small groups of students from Afghanistan have come here to study, and many scholars from Nebraska have come to know Afghanistan as well. One Afghan who has made Omaha his home is Abdul Rahim Yasir. He has worked here for 20 years developing educational materials for use in his native land. He says this has given the University of Nebraska at Omaha a high profile in Afghanistan.
Very well known, especially for the education services that we have been offering since early 70s. And during the years of war, our textbooks carrying the label of the University of Nebraska, and after the fall of Taliban, when we printed 15 million textbooks in all languages, grade 1 to 12, and we distributed all over Afghanistan.
The main force behind the University of Nebraska at Omaha's Afghan Studies program is its director, Thomas Gutierrez, whose fascination with Afghanistan started when he was a Peace Corps volunteer there in the mid-1960s. He keeps in regular contact with U.S.-sponsored provisional reconstruction teams working on the local level to train teachers and improve community resources.
She said that she had sent you her copy of the progress report and that it's...
We already have a draft, and Yasir and I are going over it to...
Unlike the days when I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Afghanistan, you know, we can call people on cell phones, use email, and we have excellent communication.
Gutierrez and his staff in Omaha are working long distance to improve education in Afghanistan.
What we're doing is trying to provide in-service training to teachers so that there is a kind of standard body of teaching pedagogy that each teacher, regardless of his or her training, is following.
Although Gutierrez visits Afghanistan every year, he says the Taliban guerrillas have made it too dangerous for U.S. students to work there. He says the Taliban threaten Afghans on a regular basis in some border areas.
They're able to continue to move back and forth across the borders of Afghanistan, Pakistan, and into villages and pass out night letters suggesting to people that we're watching you, and if your daughters go to school or your wife teaches school or you work with the Americans, we're going to get you and we're going to get your family.
Gutierrez says he thinks the vast majority of Afghans have faith in U.S. efforts to help their country, but they're made uneasy by the fact that Osama bin Laden and others involved in the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 remain free.
Here, you know, nearly 7 years later, he's still at large. And not only is he at large, but so is Zawahiri and Mullah Muhammad Omar.
Gutierrez draws on his more than 40 years of Afghan experience in his lectures and in special briefings for U.S. government officials. But he says the greatest legacy of the Afghan Studies program lies in the hearts and minds of people here and in Afghanistan who have come to know each other through it.
Governments come and go, or administrations, but people, citizens, people-to-people activity, those are the things that will have the long-term impact on not only the Afghans, but on Americans as well.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Omaha.